to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello, and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How is everybody doing? I cannot believe it's 2023 already. Like, I feel, maybe it's just me, that time has moved a lot faster the older I get. So it's just wild. It's already 2023. So I hope that you guys have set your intentions for the new year, and it's starting off wonderfully. Today, my guest is spiritual career alchemist, Patricia Lindner. She's the founder of Compass From Within. And we're going to focus on human design today, which I have recently discovered and am very, very fascinated by it. And she's going to join us in just a few moments. To my regulars who are here every week, thank you so much for tuning in. I love you guys. And for those of you who are new tuning into my show for the first time, I want to give you a big warm welcome. Just quickly, a little about me. I am a photographer, an author, and I have a book, and it's titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in my book, I have 30 manifesting stories along with the photographs that I took of the contributors manifesting postcards. And manifesting postcards are kind of like little mini vision boards. I'm sure most of you are familiar with vision boarding. And in the book, I include writing exercises, and it helps us get clear on what we want to manifest, a toolbox full of exercises on how to manifest money and health and love and career and so much more. So if you're interested in doing inner work and reading people's amazing journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please purchase my book. But right now, I do want to mention it's only up until January 31st. If you publish my book or any book from my publisher, Mango Publishing, until January 31st, you get 30% off. So grab yourself a copy, and it's all about manifesting. And I'm always asking people to keep sending me manifesting postcards. So go to postcardstotheuniverse.com, and I have information on how to manifest whatever it is, how to make one and manifest whatever it is that you want. And if you're on Facebook, you can join me on my public Facebook group, Postcards of Love. So each week I share a little, I call it a magical message, and I like to post it on my social media. And it's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photograph with an affirmation that I like to focus on for the week. I think using affirmations daily is a powerful way for it to become a new belief in our lives. So this week's message, magical message, is I inspire to ignite joy. So I was thinking about it, and I'm thinking about how I can relate it to today's topic of human design. And human design shows you where and how to access your body's consciousness as a decision-making tool, and ultimately how to live as your true self. Human design offers a map or a manual that indicates how you are unique as a person and guides you in living in a manner that is in sync with who you are. When we live in alignment with our true nature, we begin to experience a level of comfort and acceptance for who we are instead of chasing who we are not. And we are able to live out our real purpose in the world. And I have recently discovered that I am a reflector. And reflectors represent, I'm going to let Patricia talk all about that when she comes out. Reflectors represent about 1% of the population. So I have all my centers open, apparently, if I'm a reflector, and I have a resilient aura that samples the energies around me and reflects them. The way in which reflectors process experience is very different from the other types because their chemistry magnifies everything and everyone. Reflectors have the potential to see what is happening in a way that no one else can. Their greatest gift is to read others and their environments. And when they are healthy in the right place, reflectors experience the wonder of surprise of life. If, however, reflectors end up identifying with that they are mirroring, they can become exhausted and disappointed. It resonated so much with me. So it's no surprise to me now knowing this. And there's a couple reasons why. Each week I send out an affirmation using both a statement along with a visual component, right? So I'm reflecting that out. I'm always trying to, as this week's affirmation declares, inspire to ignite joy, right? That's always what I'm trying to do. And then secondly, having unexpectedly fallen into doing radio, the radio show, I share continuously other experts that I like to interview so that they can share their wisdom both with me and all of you, as a good reflector is meant to do, right? That's why I don't just have the show just talking about myself every week, because I need other people to help me share a vision, which is what I love. And it just makes so much sense. Okay. So quickly, next week I have Heather Shannon. She's a certified sex therapist who helps people who are dedicated to personal growth, explore, express, and embrace their authentic sexuality. She helps clients transform how they feel about their sexual selves and achieve deeper intimacy in their relationships. So it's going to be really interesting next week. But to get to my interesting and amazing guest today, Patricia Lindner. She's a spiritual career alchemist, creative instigator, an empath, intuitive healer, and empowering mentor on the journey from seeker to finder. She says, I am the founder of Compass From Within, with over 17 years of experience in teaching, training, coaching, and healing. My unparalleled approach of combining highly professional and profound knowledge with creative modalities, energy psychology, healing modalities, and human design is groundbreaking and life-changing. My mission is to disrupt patterns of shame, guilt, and fear, and help extraordinary women expand into their fullness. I am all about inner and outer growth. My own metamorphosis led me to discover an unparalleled and holistic approach to get my clients in career and life they love. The Compass From Within enables them to live, love, and lead with wisdom and purpose. And you can find out all about her if you go to her website, and I'm going to spell it out for you since we're on radio. It's patricialindner.com, patricialindner.com. Welcome, Patricia. Thanks so much for being here with me today.
Hello, and thank you so much for this beautiful introduction, Melissa. I am so happy to be on your show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have you. So a couple years ago, I was introduced to human design from a friend of a friend and found out that I was a reflector. And I did a little reading about it. And, you know, I said, it's something that I want to look at later. And then here we are a few years later, who is an expert. So I'm really thrilled to talk to you. But for those who are listening right now, who have no idea what we're talking about, I'll let you and your own expertise explain in the simplest terms for us, what is human design?
Yeah, so human design is a system, as you already said, and it was developed, like channeled by Ra Uruhu. And it is a mixture. It is a very complex system, a mixture of astrology, the I Ching, Kabbalah, the chakra system, and quantum physics. And it is just by taking your date of birth, the time of birth, and the place where you are born. And then you get this complicated looking chart that is like a chakra body with colored spots, or in your case, with a complete whitewash.
Right.
And black or red lines in it. Mm-hmm. And then you get the information what type of person that you are. For example, you are the reflector, and then there are other types that we can also talk about. And so I don't know if this is a good introduction to human design. I always try to be very practical and very easy in when I talk about human design.
Yes. Yeah, it is very complicated, and it gets much deeper. There's some numbers there that I had to look up, you know, to understand what I was, you know, so it's very layered. We obviously can't do that for the purposes of the show, but we can kind of touch on the different design strategy types maybe. And you can share about which one is which and how that sort of, And then we could get into some of the striking characteristics that are represented by each design. So I'll let you start. So why don't you share what the design types are?
Yeah. So first of all, there is the generator, which is, so most of the people in the world are generators. They are the ones who are here to do the work. And I also love the expression of calling them alchemists. Because they are really, they are here to do the work. They have a lot of power. They are here to become masterful in what they do. They always have a defined sacral center. They have the theme of easily getting frustrated when they come to this plateau where they seem to lose momentum, where they can't move to the next level. And so this is, so most of the people are generators and they always should listen to their gut. And just let me know if this is enough for what you want me to share about those types. Then there is the manifesting generator, which is what I am. Okay. So I'm a manifesting generator, which is a hybrid between the generator and the manifester. And the manifesting generator has a defined sacral center, so is connected to the gut. And this sacral center is also connected to the throat. That's why the manifesting generator can manifest things. The manifesting generator is someone who is oftentimes multi-passionate, starts a lot of things, has a lot of energy, and always needs to seek the moment of truth when making a decision. Then we have the projectors. Projectors are, so I would say, very exquisite in their energy. They have an undefined sacral. And undefined sacral, I'm going to talk about defined and undefined later, okay, if you agree.
Yes, yes.
They really need to pay attention to their energy so that they don't burn out. They know the language of energy and they are not here to do the work. They are here to delegate. They come up with amazing, amazing ideas when they are back in their cave. And then when they are called out, they can share their ideas and then they really need to let go of doing all the work. Okay. Because they are the CEOs. They are the ones to let the generators and manifesting generators do the work for them.
Okay.
Which is oftentimes really difficult for a projector because they can't stand waiting for others to do what they want them to do. And also they need to wait for recognition and inclusion. And that's hard. They really need to work on their self-worth and self-consciousness.
Okay.
Yes. And then we come to the rarer parts or rarer types. So then there is the reflector, which is you. That is someone who is all about having a clear vision. The entire life chart is a whitewash. Because all the nine centers are totally undefined.
Yes.
And so it is very important for a reflector to not take on all the toxic stuff from out there. Because all those open centers in the chart, they invite all the energies in, they invite everything in. And so it is better to be a screen and not a sponge oftentimes, especially when it comes to emotions. Other than that, it is important, on the other hand, for a reflector to have people around you because you draw information from the outer world and you reflect it back. So when you are surrounded by loving people, you can feel that and you reflect it back. And so it is very important for you to really pay attention to this openness and use it as the amazing guide and counselor that you are.
Well, it's interesting. It makes so much sense because I always wondered, God, why do I get so exhausted when I'm around some people, you know, some toxic, I mean, and I need a lot of alone. I have to like go into my little, you know, and I have the hermit. I'm the left angle cross of education, right? So I have the hermit. So I need to go in because I never understood that because, you know, as my astrological sign, I'm a Gemini and Gemini and a Leo, right? And Geminis and Leo are out and I'm gregarious and But then what about this other side of me? So it makes so much sense to clarify that as learning that I was a reflector and why everybody has told me my whole life, you're a chameleon. I have friends in so many different areas that they couldn't even be friends with each other, you know, the things that I can do with different people. And finally, I understand now because of my human design. And it's really, really interesting. Like I said, it gets much people listening. It gets much deeper than what, you know, she's sharing with us today, you know, what Patricia's sharing with us, because the chart, you know, as I've looked, the chart is really, really detailed. But before we get to manifestors, which is what we're going to talk about next, let's take our first break because we're at the 20-minute mark. So let's take our break here and then we'll talk more about this when we come back. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives. Hi, and welcome back. If you're just joining me today, we're talking about human design with my guest, spiritual career alchemist, Patricia Lindner. So we went through a few of them, or we went through all of them except for the last one, which is the manifestors. So I'll let you share what they are.
Yes. So talking about the manifestor is the one that is I'd call the manifestor the life's go-getter, born with the ability to make it all happen. And so there is this air of invincibility about a manifestor because they have one or more of the three motor centers, heart, emotions, or root defined, and it is connected to a defined throat. And so, yeah, they are really the ones that people look at and they wonder, how can they really manifest things easily? How can they get everything they want? How can they easily initiate things? And yes, that's the manifestor.
So interesting. Now, when people, if you guys listening want to find out what you are, there are some free to give you a basic if you're a reflector, manifestor, projector, generator, or generating manifestor, you can just see what you are by putting the information in. But if you want to get an in-depth chart, you need to talk to somebody like Patricia who can help you with that and help you understand it. is, you know, with astrology, like the time of your birth is really important, AM or PM. Is that the same with human design?
Yeah. So it is really important to know exact time. But if someone doesn't know the time of birth, then I would run the chart like 10 times with different, just imagined times. And then we figure out what makes sense. And when there is a change in the chart, oftentimes there is no change, then it is easy. Sometimes it is a change. And we would really need to dive deeper into the information. But it is best to know the time.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so, but I just wanted you to clarify that. Yeah. So, what caused you to study human design?
Yeah, this is an interesting question because I came across human design about 10 years ago. And then I didn't like it at all. Someone threw information at me and said, you need to study human design. And then as I am someone who is really out of the box, very unorthodox and very free spirited, I said, okay, yes, another system. I don't like people boxing me into facts. And so I thought, yes, okay, they tell me you are this and that and you need to act like this. I don't like being boxed. And so I let go of the thought of dealing with human design. And just around 4 years ago, human design was everywhere in my surroundings. I was surrounded by human design. And so I decided just to take one course. And then I took the next one. And I was fascinated because then I felt like I can do so much with it. And it is not boxing people, but it is giving them a roadmap or a manual, an intuitive guidance system, how to be, or how to discover their very best self and how to really implement what the human design chart can tell them, making decisions more easily, choosing the right job, paying attention to their health, finding the right partner. Paying attention to not burning out, so many facets that are really giving them help and guidance. Now I really love it. It's not everything, but I really love it as a tool.
Yeah, it's a wonderful tool. And I have to get an in-depth chart done. I just scratched the surface and looked a little at my own. And I find it's very helpful to give you some insights about why certain things or you are certain ways that maybe you don't really understand about yourself that kind of don't make sense. Like you're saying, I don't get why I do that or why that happens to me. And then when you start to look a little deeper into the human design, it helps clarify that, which is really kind of nice actually. Like when I did mine and I just saw that it said I have the left angle cross of education. And I mean, I'm here to educate by way of the lecture, right? So what better way than having a radio show, which I never expected that I would ever have because I'm a visual artist. That's my background. So that was something wasn't expected, right? So it just made so much sense. So it's really, really interesting. And so why don't we go down just each one for those listening, if you can give me a couple of characteristics that is specific to each design, design person. So a couple of characteristics that sort of all generators seem to possess would be what?
Yeah. So it is not so easy to approach it that way because this is just the general information, but of course,
we can approach it as, what is it? Strategy, authority, isn't that Isn't that how they kind of break it down? Like, what would be the easiest way for you to break it down? That's kind of in a general terms. Yeah.
What intuitively comes to my mind is when listeners never heard about the centers and they look at their chart, which is, so for you, it is completely white, but for most of the people that run their chart on like a free chart, if they type in free chart, human design chart, then they get a free chart. And then they wonder, what is it when it is like yellow or brown or pink spots? And I feel this is a great approach to just talk a little bit about this in a very basic level to understand. And as you said, you're a visual artist, so am I. So I oftentimes look at the chart as a piece of artwork. And whenever you see color in your chakra body, then this means you have a defined center. And so there are different centers starting from the crown to the root. And whenever it is filled with color, that means this is defined and you have this energy within you. So it comes from within. And there are certain characteristics around each center. When it is like in your chart, then none of the centers are defined. They are all white. And
they're
you can compare this with antennas. So each center acts like an antenna and you draw in all the information from the outside. So that's why it's so important for you to figure out when to engage and when to detach, because you get it all. But when you can handle this, then you can reflect it back and you are an amazing advisor, counselor, guide, because you can read people, you get it all. Yeah. And this is for all the openness. So most of the people have like three or four open and three or four defined centers. Whenever it is open, then you can pull in all the information from the outside world. That comes along with some issues or some challenges, of course. Because openness also means, for example, when we look at a center that is about the emotions, then openness means you are taking in and amplifying the emotions of others like a magnifying glass. Toxic emotions as well as good ones.
Yeah.
So best course of action here is be a screen and not a sponge.
Yes.
Be a screen and not a sponge.
I've learned that as I've gotten older. Yes.
And so this is something that I would wanted to talk about in general, just to see, this is what this complicated chart is all about. So it's the centers, and then there are lines in it, black and red lines. Everything that is red is subconscious. The black lines are conscious things, conscious attributes, conscious facts. And then you have a couple of, so not just a couple, many numbers in the chart.
Yeah, many.
And they are the gates. And when there is a line to a number, then this is a gate. And when two numbers are connected to each other, it's a channel. And this is just the basic information to really understand what is this all about. But then you're right, you can talk about the type of person, which we already did. You can talk about strategies. For example, your chart tells you how to make decisions or how to react and how to make decisions or how to act or react or respond or what to do. What is your best way of making things happen? And oftentimes it is just responding, responding to something and not initiating. So if you're not an initiator, you are best off when you respond. And responding does not mean that you are not allowed to come up with ideas. But for you, it is best and energetically most in alignment when you react to what life throws in your way. That could be reacting to a radio show. That could be reacting to what Melissa says. That could be reacting to a song that you listen to. That could be reacting to an invitation, to a letter, to something that shows up in your dreams. But always react to something and be sure then that if your strategy is react and respond, something will always show up and you can react and respond.
It's interesting. Yeah. Well, that's why it's important to have somebody who's an expert in helping, you know, get, if you want to, if you're interested in getting your chart done, helping them break it down for you so that you can understand what you, what you're looking at. Because it says, if I just look, I took some notes, it says generators their strategy is also to respond as opposed to initiate, but that's slightly different than manifesting generators, correct?
Yeah.
Because they are correct. Initiators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And that's what you are.
Yeah. So there is a slight difference between the generator and the manifesting generator. And so this is... So could you repeat what the question again? I just lost track.
That's okay. So it's okay. So the so when I was taking notes before we came on today, I have the different human designs. It said generators, their strategy is to respond as opposed to initiate, kind of like the receptors, but then generating manifestor are natural initiators. So my question, I guess, would be, what does it look like for you? And you can tell us from yourself, because that's what you are. You know, if you're, what does that mean? Like, if you're a natural initiator, if you're a manifestor, but you're opposed to initiate as a generator, how does those two correlate together?
So this is really a difficult part, because just being a manifester is much easier, because then you can initiate things, you can just start things and come up with ideas and manifest whatever you want. When you are a generator, you are supposed to wait and respond. When you are a manifesting generator, you are like a hybrid.
Okay.
And so best course of action is to respond. So in my chart, it is best to respond and not initiate. But there is this part of me that wants to manifest and initiate things and can do so when it is really in alignment with and when it really touches my heart and soul, when it comes to career, for example. I need to be in the career that I really, really like and love. Then when it comes from deep down inside of you, then it is easy to manifest things, but best is to always respond to what life puts itself into your way. But I want to talk about this manifesting part, the manifesting part, as I am a manifesting generator, shows up in fast changes. In something that, so if you did something with me, Melissa, then I could really do something and you could not follow. Why is she now leaving the house? She was about to cook. Now she left the house. So this is the manifesting part in a manifesting generator, that you, always need to inform people because you are very fast-paced in the energy, and you could change your mind very easily. So that could just be that I'm just shopping because I was cooking and then I figured out I need something and I didn't inform you. I just left the house because that's part of what manifestors do all the time. They are very fast paced. And
I think I understand. Yeah. I think I understand what you're saying. You're trying to show us. Okay, so let's take our second break here because I want to delve even more into it when we come back. And I see we're at the second commercial break. So stay tuned, everybody, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back. So, Patricia, let's. I was thinking during the break. We find out
what
we
are. Me too. Me too. Because I wanted to clarify. Because I just thought, how could I transport it in the best way? And I thought, let's imagine. Because you said there's the generator and the manifesting generator and the manifester. Then I thought, let's imagine all three of them in one room.
Okay.
And this describes the energies best. So beautiful scenario. And I thought about, okay, there is whoosh. There goes the manifestor out of the door telling no one. So this is the manifestor, very fast paced. And then I thought about what would the generator do? The generator looks up and is wondering quietly about when things are going to start happening for him. Because he needs to react and respond. And then he's flipping through the magazine again. And then there is the frustrated manifesting generator in the room. Because the manifesting generator as the hybrid is antsy and pacing the room.
Okay.
Waiting for the red light to turn green. And when it does, and when he gets clear on what his gut says, then... his moment of truth comes and there is no seeing him for dust and he is out of the door as well. Whereas the generator is seeing the same green light and having his clear gut response, but then the generator looks in the mirror and checks his everything and starts to build his momentum and then goes out and gives his all. And so I think this describes best the idea around the manifesting generator that sometimes has a hard time because of being a hybrid.
Okay, so let's put the projector and then the reflector in the room. So how do they, what do they do? Because this is very helpful in helping me understand the differences.
So the projector has this own quality of energy, and the projector has he is completely focused on making a download from everyone's energy in the room, and he is becoming that field. That's why projectors oftentimes are very vulnerable. And they get frustrated, they get burnt out, and the soul is getting sucked because they have a hard time to detach. So they are all tuning into the energy of the others. And they either sit somewhere in this room and are sad, maybe even more than sad, frustrated because they want to be recognized and seen.
Okay.
And they have to wait for the invitation. So this is the projector, and the projector oftentimes does not know when to stop things. So they always need to really pay attention to their energy.
Interesting.
And the reflector, like you, is absorbing all the energies, and depending on the way people behave in the room, they get it all, they know it all, they can be the best advice givers, or they could be really frustrated by absorbing the energy. So the reflector has a very stable aura. So you have a very stable aura and you're taking on and reflecting back, then you are healthy. But you always need to be aware of this total openness. And when you don't pay attention to this, you could get caught in what is going on in this room.
As I have in the past. So it's really interesting. That's a good analogy to help us sort of understand who we are. So once we find out what our human design is, how can we use it in these major areas of our life, as in finding maybe a love partner or a career that we should be doing? How could we utilize it?
Yeah. So there are many ways and many ways to focus on. So first of all, I think it is very important to get all the information and dive deeply into what your energetic blueprint is. Then you will get aware of you will get aware of so many things like your strengths and your challenges. And then it comes to the point. So I had someone, a lady, and she wanted to have some information about her career.
Okay.
In the end, so she got all the information. She figured out that she needs to really be aligned with the career she does, that she really needs to be on fire, because otherwise she'd burn out.
Okay.
But then something happened, and so I can include this as well. Then she said, you know, this is so interesting. Could this help me with my relationship? And then so the gears shifted and we went to her relationship and even ended up talking about her whole family, the two kids as well, because then she wanted to get to know all the information of her family. And so she understood why her partner behaved and reacted in this or that way. And she got all the information from his human design and he got all the information from hers. So I really did an overlay of their chart. And so they could see, this is what connects us. This is something that we need to pay attention to. She was a manifestor, and so she learned that she always needs to inform her generator partner. So think about the situation that I just pictured. The manifestor, whoosh, off she is.
Right.
And the generator sits there waiting for the green light and then taking his time. So they learned how to interact and how to understand each other better. And the same happened for the kids, because she got to know so many things that she didn't around her kids. There was a projector kid who never was able to go to bed on time, because as a projector, you don't have the gut feeling and you don't know when enough is enough.
You're making me wonder who certain people I know are now. Just listening to you, I'm like, oh, I got to find out the times and start doing all my friends and family's charts just to see what they are.
And so there are so many ways of diving into the chart. It could be health-wise. Mm-hmm. This is another topic to talk about.
Sure.
And you could read around certain health backgrounds, and you can figure out when this is open and this is there and this channel is on, then it says that you might be likely to be very stable or maybe not when it comes to health issues.
So fascinating. I just think
the most important thing, no matter what area you want to focus on, is to not just get your human design chart from maybe a computer program that offers you 80 pages of information, and then you read through it, you don't understand everything, and then you put it into your drawer or a box. and you don't do anything with it, you should really live your design if you want some guidance.
Yes.
And use it as an intuitive guidance manual.
I'm glad you said that, because that was going to be my follow-up with you. So if somebody who is really interested and is listening today says, "Ooh, I want to do that, but I need to work with somebody," how do you set it up that people can work with you and you can help them understand their chart?
Yeah. So what I offer to people is that they get a free 15-minute overview of their chart, which is not a deep dive. It is a very surface level, of course, but it gives you or people a first impression. Then if someone decides to go deeper, we decide on what to focus on, and I highly customize it. So it is not like, yes, let's do the chart reading and let's do this in the first session and this in the next session and the information in the third session. But oftentimes it is like, okay, we come up with a big challenge in the chart and they talk about this openly. Then I have lots of ways to deal with challenges. And that's what I offer my clients, that I open my toolbox and highly customize the process of working with the chart.
That's really interesting. So, for example, if somebody came to you and said, "I'm having a lot of problems in success in my career," or "I'm having a lot of problems, Patricia, in finding a love relationship," if that's what they want. You can work with them one-on-one with their own, with their chart, and it can be customized for them and why there's challenges and where the challenges are and how they can, you know, maybe overcome the challenges.
Yes. And I need to add that, talking about maybe challenges around relationships, I'd always look at the broader picture. And would add things to that. For example, looking at ancestral stuff, family things, generation code. So just the conditioning, and then helping them release all those false narratives around relationships or around perfectionism. And so human design is something that I do in the beginning, or maybe one of the first sessions, and then we go from there.
So you customize however many sessions you feel it is with the person that's reaching out to you, and then you tell them what you would charge them per, because each person is individual. Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
yeah,
it's totally. Really, really interesting. I think I need to book my 15-minute session with you, and then we can go on from there, right? Yeah, I'm going to do that. We only have like a few minutes, because there's so much that you do. I mean, this is just one avenue of the work that you do with your clients. But now talking with you, it seems that you bring in the other components, the, you know, creative and instigator and the intuitive healer and the mentor with the compass within. That's how you put it all together, right? Am I getting this right?
Yes, totally.
Am I reflecting this back?
Yes,
right?
You are amazing.
Oh my God. Okay. Is there anything that you feel that you need to say to everybody listening that we didn't get a chance to say today?
So when it comes to human design, it is always worthwhile knowing your human design chart, even if you are not someone who is into astrology. And I shared this, that I was not so convinced in the beginning, but now it is just something that is just worth knowing it. And other than that, now I had a thought that I lost.
That's okay. Yeah, I find it's been niggling. I first heard about it right before COVID, And, you know, then COVID came and that sort of took over our lives for the next couple of years. And it sort of just floated around. And then when we connected, when we did the way we did and I saw it, I said, oh, I think I really need to have this conversation because there's a reason that I want to know more about it, right? So there's something, some answers that I personally need. And of course, I'm going to share that with everybody because I'm very open, as you know, on my radio show, you know, and what I feel is interesting to me, I know it will resonate with those who listen who also find it interesting to them, correct? Right, correct. Yeah.
And so, now my thought came back. It was just
okay, go ahead.
Oftentimes, so when you start doing the human design, then a very, very deep part of the human design is gene keys. And I wanted to bring this up because this is even a deeper layer where you really can figure out your purpose and where you can know more about the path of love or the path of prosperity. And this is
it's
very
perfect.
Interesting to look at.
It's very interesting. I think, Patricia, after this, I'm going to sign up for a 15-minute consultation with you. Thank you so much. Please let the best way to find you is patricialindner.com, and then you can connect with her, reach out to me if you can, and I'll connect you. Thank you, guys, and thanks for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave, and wishing everyone a wonderful and magical week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.